Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 1st. You'll be interested to know, today is Cyber Monday. This annual online shopping celebration offers joyful savings and community excitement as retailers showcase special deals and early holiday treats. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 feet. Conditions should hold steady throughout the morning, staying consistent at 2 feet. Winds are light and offshore, starting at 4 miles per hour and gradually shifting to onshore by late morning. Expect a slight increase in chop as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 2 foot outgoing mid-tide, when a south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 12 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide on Monday will be 0 foot at 12:45 p.m., followed by a 4 foot high tide at 6:45. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Expect solid conditions on Tuesday with waves building to 3+ feet and clean surfaces throughout the day. Wednesday maintains similar size at 3+ feet, offering clean conditions early before a slight drop in height later. Thursday sees a significant decrease to 1 to 2 feet, with fair conditions prevailing, making it the least favorable day of the three. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 53 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:42. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning with mostly sunny skies and a high near 70, accompanied by a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 50, and a gentle north wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 64 and an east-northeast breeze around 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible overnight into Wednesday with lows near 52. Then Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 62 and patchy morning fog before 10 a.m. Thursday and Friday stay dry and sunny, with highs near the low 60s and nights, dropping into the upper 40s to around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California grocery shoppers will see a significant change in 2026 as plastic grocery bags will begin to disappear from stores starting January 1st. This move is part of the state's effort to reduce plastic pollution in waterways and landfills. While California initially banned plastic bags in 2014, exceptions for thicker bags led to their widespread use. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law last year to prohibit these thicker bags, with hopes that this ban will be effective. By 2028, paper bags will need to contain at least 50% recycled paper, and stores will charge customers at least 10 cents for each bag. Now on to sports. Last night, on Sunday Night Football, we've had a good one, with the Broncos at Commanders going into overtime. Unfortunately, the Commanders have now lost their last 7 games, as they came up short, 27-26. Denver has now won 9 in a row, with a record of 10-2. And tonight, the Patriots are aiming for their 10th consecutive win in a Monday night football matchup against the New York Giants. With a record of 10-2, the Pats haven't lost in 2 months. However, they will be without two starters on the offensive line due to injuries. Rookie left tackle Will Campbell and left guard Jared Wilson are both out. Wide receiver Stephon Diggs emphasized the need for preparation against a formidable defense. Meanwhile, the Giants have lost their last 6 games but are adjusting under interim coach Mike Kafka. Rookie quarterback Jackson Dart is expected to return after a concussion. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN and ABC. In local sports, the Carolina Panthers upset the Los Angeles Rams with a dramatic 31-28 victory, ending the Rams' 6-game winning streak. Bryce Young, completing 15 of 20 passes for 206 yards and 3 touchdowns, showcased his clutch performance with 2 fourth-down scores, including a go-ahead 43-yard touchdown pass to rookie Tetairo McMillan. The Panthers' defense forced 3 Matthew Stafford turnovers, including 2 interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown by Mike Jackson. Stafford finished the game with 2 touchdown passes but struggled with costly mistakes, as coach Sean McVay noted the importance of avoiding turnovers. In top news, on November 27, 2025, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch has grown so large that dozens of species now call it home. Marine researchers are observing that plastic waste has created a sort of artificial shoreline far from land. In the North Pacific subtropical gyre, floating objects become trapped in a rotating current system. This region now contains tens of thousands of tons of plastic, allowing coastal species to survive and reproduce in the open ocean. This discovery may reshape marine ecosystems and species ranges worldwide, as human-made plastics provide new habitats for coastal life. In business news, Wall Street kicks off the final month of the year with a packed slate of earnings and economic data. Earnings highlights include MongoDB and Credo Technology today, followed by CrowdStrike, Bank of Nova Scotia, Marvell Technology, Pure Storage, Okta, GitLab, Box, Scinit Jewelers, and American Eagle Outfitters on Tuesday. Salesforce headlines Wednesday's lineup, which includes Snowflake, Dollar Tree, and Five Below. On Thursday, Dollar General, Ulta Beauty, SentinelOne, Kroger, Brown-Forman, DocuSign, and Toronto Dominion Bank will report. Finally, Victoria's Secret will wrap things up on Friday. The Bureau of Economic Analysis will release the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for September on Friday. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% over the weekend to about $86,000. Ethereum is down 6% to just over $2,800. MXRP is down 6% to $2.05. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Microsoft's developers are increasingly leveraging artificial intelligence to enhance productivity. The company envisions a future where AI performs tasks autonomously on personal computers. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella revealed earlier this year that up to 30% of the code in some projects is generated by AI. While some developers remain skeptical about AI's ability to fully replace human work, AI has demonstrated successes in coding tasks. For instance, developers reported saving significant time on various tasks through AI integration. Despite concerns about job displacement, Microsoft aims to empower developers to focus on creativity rather than mundane tasks. Entertainment news. Andy Garcia made his Landman debut as Galeno in the season one finale, introduced as a cartel boss who spared the life of Tommy, played by Billy Bob Thornton, and assured him they would be business partners soon. Garcia says working alongside his old friend Thornton makes the Landman set feel like home, thanks to their mutual respect and long-standing friendship. The role fit him perfectly, as the show's co-creator, Taylor Sheridan, developed it specifically for him. Garcia noted that he drew from his own life experiences to shape Galeno's backstory, creating a character who is integrated into society, yet lives under the radar. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American environmentalist and author, John Muir. And he said, "When one tugs at a single thing in nature, he finds it attached to the rest of the world." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings Venice Beach.